Chevra, the days of Shaivim open with Parsha Shemos, and I believe there's a big yesod we could see just about the power of what we see with our eyes and the influence of what we see with our eyes. And the Torah that I saw this week from the Hilgas HaShalom of Bells, we all know the famous story of how Moshe Rabbeinu was put in the little chesnisht, right, the little teva. He's put into this basket in the water. And comes Baya Bas Paro, and she finds him. And she takes him in, and she takes care of him. And she raises him. Mamish, it's an incredible story. If you just like stop and actually think about it, like how our greatest of leaders and one that leads us out of Mitzrayim one day was raised in the palace under Paro. It's crazy, right? It's really incredible. I mean, everything from the Abish is incredible, but L'maisa Sarshon Bells, yes, I don't understand. Paro is this like mamish, despicable Russia gamar, midas achzoris and highest of levels, killing thousands of babies. And his daughter is so full of compassion and care, and let's take this little Jewish baby boy and take it. Like, what? Really? Where'd that come from? Like, that's not the house she grew up in. Like, what's going on? So Sarshon Bell says something incredible. He says, if you look in the pasuk where she sees this teva b'soch hasof, and she goes and gets it, you know, the famous medrash, her arm, whatever it is. What's the pasuk say? Parak Beis, pasuk Vav. Vatiftach vatirehu. She opens it and she sees it. As I yell at the child, v'neinar bocha, and this child's crying, v'tachmol love, and she has compassion on it. V'tomer miyaldi avrimza. He says it's a Jewish child. He says, you know what happened? Listen, it's incredible. She saw Moshe Rabbeinu. But it doesn't say she had, you know what happened? She saw this basket. It doesn't say initially she had compassion. First, vatiftach vatirehu. She saw Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Batechna Olav. She saw Moshe Rabbeinu. No, she saw, yes, it's a baby. But we know Chazal teaches us that baby, the Shechina, was with him. Right? Vatir Ehu. Vatir Ehu. Chazal teaches Vatir Ehu. It should say Vatira. It should, because it's Vatira Esayelad. What? Vatir Ehu. She saw it Esayelad. It should be Vatira Esayelad. What Vatir Ehu? Chazal say, Vatira Miboy. Elisharasa Shechina, it's Gemara Sota. She saw the Shechina with Moshe Rabbeinu. We all know Rashi brings down how he was brightening up the whole house. His face was shining. There was a Kedusha, there was an innate Kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu, even as a little baby already, we see. And her eyes saw that, and it mamish changed her life. This is what the Sarshon Bell says. That has an impact on her. In a way, Vatachma love, that she had compassion on him. Batomer, and she spoke, Batomer is Lashon Raka, is soft, is full of compassion and empathy. And she took him in and raised him. So he says it's all the influence of just seeing him. I want to suggest it wasn't just seeing him. That was part of it. But you know what else she saw? We know there's a famous idea the Baal Turim brings down. Vine Nar Bocha. Nar Bocha is Gematria Ze Aaron HaKoim. Right? Because it's a little yelled. A Nar is already a youth, is a little older. What do you mean, Nar Bocha? He was a little baby. She saw also Aaron on the sidelines. You know, we know Miriam was there watching, but seemingly Aaron was also there, according to the Baal Turim. And he was crying. He sees his little baby brother in the water, and he's crying. And she sees, Nar Bocha, is Gematria. It's really Nar Bocha with the Koilo, by the way, which is 348. Is that Aaron HaKoyin? You know what else she saw? So she saw the Tzaddik, and she saw also the compassion and love between the brothers. The love that a Yid has for another Yid. The closeness that a Yid has for another Yid. And she was influenced by that. So all that she learned from her father, from the base paro, all the agzarius and murder and hate, just by seeing the Kedusha of Moshe and seeing the love between Aaron and Moshe, it was all in a hapachu to Rachmanus, to love, to compassion. You know, we see even there, what our eyes see have such an effect on us. What we allow our eyes to see, if we just to see, that's what it is. How many of us have been zoichet to just see tzaddikim? You know, sometimes you go to a tzaddik and you maybe go to Rav Tzvi Meir and he's giving an hour long in Yiddish and you don't understand one word, but your eyes saw Rav Tzvi Meir, it's transformative. Just to see tzaddikim, some had the schus to see Rav Nevinzal daily. To see a tzaddik daily, it's transformative. The tzaddikim I've been zoichet to see, just to see, I remember every time I go to the Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel, my Rebbe, Moiri, it wasn't just vada, every word of Torah from every conversation I went, but just to lay my eyes on him was the biggest schus in the world. I was a changed person every time I just saw him. Just to see holiness. I remember the first time I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky, every time I saw him, but the first time, Mamish, I literally physically jumped back. There was a light. His face was shining, literally. And I felt it. And Mamish felt it. And it has that, and it has an effect. And when you watch people do mitzvahs, and you watch people love each other, it has an effect. It's transformative. And lo aleinu, if you allow your eyes to see something that's not kadosh, that's not tahar, you allow your eyes to look at something that they shouldn't be looking at, or to see acts that are connected to your mitzvahs, or even if it's not the worst of ichvesnish things, but you allow yourself to see shows and things that are not what we should be watching. It has an influence on us. It has an influence on us. Our eyes are powerful. We have to makadish them and allow them only to see kedusha, only to see tahara. And we see what it did to Ba'al Yibas Paro. Imagine what it can do to us L'toyev in the most incredible ways, and lo aleinu, we shouldn't know from the others. Chas v'shalom, b'zoyche, as we said in the longer shir, how our eyes, b'chasechazena inenu, b'shuv chotiyam b'rachimim, that our eyes are going to be the key to geula, ayin, the two eyes of Tamaz Na'av are going to be nepach, are going to be uprooted to kedusha, b'ez Hashem Yisbarach, b'zoyche, Pinchas Eliyahu, gematria 260, gematria ayin plus ayin, Mirt Hashem, Eliyahu Navi is going to come. Pinchas Elio, Bim Vasar Tov, bring the Gula Shleim of the Nschusvar, and Naim, or Shabir Sanaim, and Shavim, with me, she does a Kainu, Bim Hera, Bim Ainu, from Shabahalig, a beautiful Shabbos Kaidish.
Amen.
Aisha,
Shabbos Kaidish, Shabbos Kaidish, Shabbos Kaidish, Shabbos Kaidish, Aisha, Shabbos Kaidish, Shabbos Kaidish, Shabbos Kaidish, Shabbos Kaidish, Shabbos Shabbos, 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 Shabbos,